And Dr. Dan Lustig is on the phone. One of those things, apparently, if you're in Itasca, Lustig, I'm sorry, Doc, how are you today, by the way?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. In the case of Itasca, they don't want people who are being treated for drug addiction in their backyard. Dr. Lustig is with Haymarket Center, and they filed a lawsuit yesterday against the village of Itasca, claiming officials violated civil rights laws by rejecting plans for an addiction treatment and recovery facility in the DuPage County town. And you did this because you think there was more at play than them just voting down your proposal, right?
That's correct. I think what people don't always realize is that individuals who suffer from substance use disorders are protected by the American with Disabilities Act, and so this really does become a disability rights issue. When we first looked at our location, our attorneys did a very, very good job at evaluating the zoning rules. And it is an allowable use. A healthcare facility is an allowable special use within the village guidelines, and we met and exceeded the standards of zoning. And so if you've met and or exceeded the standards of zoning, what you have left over is something that I think needs to be resolved in the court system.
That's interesting, because when I saw the story yesterday and you said it was discriminatory, I didn't realize that people suffering from addiction were a protected class, but that makes sense under ADA. The mayor said at the time, right, that they would have to spend more money on public safety if this were to come into that suburb. Has that been the case in other facilities that you've opened and run?
No, not at all. And matter of fact, I think that really feeds into the negative stereotypes that people have when it comes towards people with substance use disorders. You know, when you start looking at, most often the lens that people look at substance use disorders is through the lens of a criminal justice system or crime. This is really a public health problem. This is a crisis that needs to be viewed through that lens and not through the lens that we bring crime to an area. If you look at our main headquarters in the West Loop, we've been here for decades, and there has been no increase in crime around this facility. And I think that's the best example or comparison you can have.
Dr. Dan Lustig is with us. He is the president and CEO of the Haymarket Center. They sued Itasca after the village reject the treatment center proposal. And we were just talking about the issues of racism and the ideas that people attach to those that are getting treated for addiction. One of the things you posted in your lawsuit was a message that came from one of the residents that said, "This little area will become a ghetto." Is that something you saw a lot of, Doctor?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is why we viewed this whole process in a discriminatory lens. I think these are the stereotypes that people bring. If you look at Haymarket Center's main location on Washington Boulevard, we are surrounded by, you know, anywhere from $800,000 to $1 million condos that we have integrated very well in the community. So treatment centers across the country don't necessarily attract crime or attract a negative element. What you're trying to attract is to provide care. And that is what I think we lost sight on in the zoning processes. Haymarket Center wants to provide care to both small villages and large villages, because what we know is that the heroin epidemic is affecting all of these areas. And frankly, in small towns where there are very limited resources, we are trying to bring resources to both small and large areas so that people can access treatment on demand when they need it the most.
We'll talk about this epidemic and the fact that people in rural areas are not getting the treatment they need. Our conversation continues next, and if you would like to join in, share your voice, the number is 312-981-7200, or of course you can shoot us a text as well. Thank you for checking in with Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here, and on the phone, Dr. Dan Lustig. This is interesting, because you see so many ugly things rise up, especially on Facebook, when it surrounds a community effort to open a facility that treats people who are addicted to drugs. After 2 years and more than 35 public hearings, Itasca trustees in November unanimously voted against a proposal for a 240-bed facility at the site of the former Holiday Inn. And you saw the ugliness rise, and that is indeed why you filed the lawsuit, right?
That is correct. I think we filed a lawsuit because we knew very clearly that we have to have an independent body review our record and review what we stand for, which is providing care to the community and their surrounding communities.
Doctor, have you given up on Itasca, or if you win this suit, do you still want to move into that abandoned hotel?
No, we are not giving up. We felt very from the very beginning that the location was something that would provide almost a turnkey operation. And that is why we looked at the building very closely, and we knew that that would fit our needs. So we are very, very committed to this process, and as well as committed to DuPage County.
Dr. Dan Lustig, I'm sorry, is a president and CEO of the Haymarket Center. You're a nonprofit, in fact, the largest nonprofit substance abuse disorder treatment center. And we've never seen it's just terrible. I think every one of us knows somebody who is battling addiction right now, and they have to be treated somewhere, and you're down to very few places, right? I mean, it's kind of tough to land a place that fits your budget, like the Holiday Inn, and take something over and create it a safe space for people. And I know people in the neighborhood were saying, well, our children can't ride their bike, and we can't live as free anymore, but they wouldn't say it if it was a cancer treatment center, right?
That's correct, and I think that hits to the heart of the type of stigma that people who suffer from substance use disorders often gets. I mean, if this was a cancer treatment center, this would not have had the pushback that we have had. But again, I think the negative stereotypes is really what's leading the day, instead of the fact that since 1999, the opioid crisis has contributed to a declining life expectancy in this country. I mean, people are not accessing care when they need it. And matter of fact, less than 10% of the people in this state and across this country have been able to access treatment on demand. So if we really want to take a serious look about how is it that we're going to provide empathy and care, is to try to address this by increasing the opportunity for people to receive treatment. And the problem is, in this country, there's more doors to prison than there are to treatment centers. So this is why Haymarket is very committed to the mission of expanding resources into the western suburbs.
From 630, I've lived in Itasca all my life, and the people there generally sweep issues like addiction under the rug. Even when it's their own loved one suffering, it all goes under the rug. From 708, ask them about how a small town like Itasca, population 9,000, can support ambulance and other services. Itasca had one ambulance. Wouldn't Haymarket be better served in a larger suburb that can handle the extra need? And Steve kind of asked that, but for people just getting in the car, could you address that again?
Sure. I think, you know, again, this really speaks to the type of discriminatory approach. But, you know, both experts, both from the village perspective as well as from Haymarket perspective, who analyzed the EMS issue, a majority of the time, over 60% of the time, that ambulance in Itasca is serving individuals from outside of Itasca. So there is a huge amount of opportunity and time that the current ambulance service can use and be part of helping to bring resources to the community. So when you have a village whose a majority of their ambulance is spent outside of the village serving other village needs, this is, again, really clearly talking to, this isn't a small town. It's certainly not a small town during the day when you have in excess of 25,000 people that come to that town to work and shop. But this is really speaks to, I think, the way we view substance use disorders in this country in a very punitive, discriminatory way.
In fact, we got a text that you'll be able to relate to because you have probably heard this before. 847, I can't consider an addiction a disease if it is self-inflicted. Will you address that for others who share that view?
We certainly have learned through data and research that over the last 25 years, addiction actually has a physical manifestation in the brain and the body that creates cravings for this drug. It is not a choice. A choice is for those individuals who try drugs and say, nothing's really happened, I don't like it, and they don't try it again. For some individuals, there's a biological predisposition to it. And so different people react differently, and it certainly is not a choice. We've learned that this is a brain disease. for decades now.
Dr. Dan Lustig is a president and CEO of the Haymarket Center. They have sued Itasca after the village rejected a treatment center proposal. And you kind of ran into this in Wheaton as well, but the design there was much smaller.
It was much smaller, which is why, you know, once the zoning process completed, we didn't move forward on this. What we do now know from the time we were in Wheaton to now, the need for services has grown exponentially. We had an individual, a supporter, who came up to me after one of the zoning hearings and said, we need to open because you don't want mothers like me who've lost children, who've died, to suffer and live the way we are.
Doctor,
and so,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, please.
I was just going to ask you if you could describe the geography around this hotel, because it seems to me it probably isn't in a residential area anyway if it's currently being used as a hotel.
No, it is not near a residential facility, and it's, matter of fact, separated by a six-lane expressway. The building is actually located in a business park that sits on 7 acres. So we're not anywhere near residential areas, except that separates us from a six-lane highway.
In fact, we got a text about that from 847. That proposed center is not even that close to a residential area of Itasca. They're just a bunch of snooty people thinking we will hurt their overpriced property values. Shame on them. You get a variety of opinions, but I think we all know that this is a problem that is plaguing America. And if we don't help these people, then you will have an issue in your community. So what happens if this doesn't go through? If the lawsuit, what do you do? Where do you go? How do you get this situation taken care of?
You know, we feel very strongly that, you know, we will be successful in this hearing. So again, we've not looked too far past that. We purchased the hotel through the support of an anonymous donor. There are a lot of families out there who are supporting us who you're not really hearing from. You're only hearing the negative side of this. But we have a dramatic amount of support from not just individuals, but companies and hospitals that are really in need of our services in that community. We hear about it every day. We hear about every day where people are dying because they've not been able to get resources that they need.
You are a nonprofit that we applaud for helping the amount of people that you help in our area. If anyone is listening who does have an addiction or they have a child or an uncle or a mother, could you please tell them how to reach out to you and how to get help?
Absolutely. You can certainly reach Haymarket Center 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can call 312-CAN-HELP. And again, there's someone here 24 hours a day. If there are individuals who are in need of treatment, can get treatment on demand with no wait.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you so much.
People are chiming in about Haymarket wanting to put in a treatment facility in the old Holiday Inn. They purchased the Holiday Inn in Itasca. And we talked about the stigma of, you know, that goes along with a treatment facility as opposed to like a cancer facility.
That hits to the heart of the type of stigma that people who suffer from substance use disorders often gets. I mean, if this was a cancer treatment center, this would not have had the pushback that we have had. But again, I think the negative stereotypes is really what's leading the day. Instead of the fact that since 1999, the opioid crisis has contributed to a declining life expectancy in this country.
That is Dr. Dan Lustig, the president and CEO of the Haymarket Center. They have sued Itasca after the village rejected the treatment center proposal. And on the phone is Marsha. Marsha, thank you for hanging in. I know you had an opinion about what is going on in Itasca in this lawsuit. What is it?
Well, you know, there's a variety of things. But, you know, firstly, Haymarket purchased that facility before they ever had approval to use it for the purpose they're looking at. So that's obviously, I think, part of their big issue. But, you know, our town is a town of 9,000 people. That's it. It's not very large. We have one ambulance. We don't have the infrastructure to handle what they're looking to put in as one of the largest treatment facilities in the country. 240 beds. They've said, well, you can get state funding. Well, state funding in Illinois, we all know, comes and goes. So that's not something they can, you know, the town can count on. They said, well, we'll get you an ambulance. It still costs the town probably close to $1 million to handle and, you know, take care of the ambulance and staff the ambulance.
And you heard him address all of that, right? Are you not agreeing with what he said?
Not at all. And we've went through, you know, there's never been a presentation on a contract for an ambulance. There are so many misconceptions and misstatements from the variety of meetings that were attended by Dr. Lustig and the village and all the people who participated in this process. And none of that, for whatever reason, is being reported on. It is all Itasca is looking at the stigma. It's not being a good neighbor. Everything is Itasca is a terrible town because we don't want it there.
And
we don't have the money.
Where do you think that they should put the Haymarket Center? Where would you like to see it?
Well, there's places in if you look at similar types of buildings. There's a hotel that closed in Bloomingdale. Bloomingdale's a much larger town than Itasca. You're talking about everything they've commented on has also been, well, the DuPage needs it. Well, Itasca is the second smallest town in the furthest north in DuPage County.
Somebody from 847 just texted and said, why can't they just have the entire community vote on it? Problem solved either way. Do you feel like your voice was heard? Do you feel that the people of Itasca had their voice heard at all these meetings?
Yes. The board listened to everything. They did the research. The fire commission did extensive research and provided extensive documentation as to why the town could not handle it. But every time you turn around, there'd be all Dr. Lustig did is bring in people to pull at your heartstrings. I get it. It's a horrible situation. But it, you know, Itasca's 2 miles from, in some cases, Alexian Brothers Medical Center that has a treatment facility. Well, Elk Grove Village is a massive town compared to our 9,000 people.
So bump it over there.
I mean,
I get it. It's a difficult issue. I get it. I understand that people are like, I don't feel comfortable. And so that's why we thought we would bring it up and give you a voice on the radio because, you know, you remain calm. You've paid attention to the issue. And I appreciate you sharing your opinion.
Well, I appreciate it. I'd only hope that, you know, between the press and, you know, and shows like yourself would reach out to the village. I don't know if they can speak because
we did reach out to
them. Litigation and now they've got the Department of Justice looking into it and the amount of money that it's taking away just to defend all of this when they bought it and they didn't have permission yet.
I completely understand. That's what a lot of people are saying on the text message line as well. Thank you so much for calling, Marcia. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.